Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
If you have a dog, you'll know that dogs will sleep pretty much anywhere that's comfy, beside the fire, on your lap, on your sofa, in your favourite armchair. But is it okay for them to sleep on the bed? Kathleen Murray, dog behaviour specialist, is here to advise us on sleep etiquette for dogs. Good morning, Kathleen. We'll try to get Kathleen there. I want to play this for you first. Our reporter, Brian O'Connell, has been gauging opinion on this, and he spoke to dog owners in Ballincollig Regional Park in Cork for us yesterday afternoon. Let's hear what they had to say.
My dog sleeps in his own bed in my room.
In your room?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he sleep in his own bed in a different room?
Because he's spoilt.
So he's quite attached to you, obviously.
Yeah, but like he doesn't have separation anxiety or any of them sort of things. He's very, you know, he can be left, like there's no big deals. But no, he does sleep in my room.
And how about yourself?
Even worse.
Oh no, go on.
She sleeps between me and my husband in the bed. We actually had to upgrade our bed from like a king to a super king so that we'd all have more space.
Geez, if you get on before our husband will end up in the box room the way this is going.
He kind of did when the child came along.
What's your dog's name?
This is Izzy.
How did Izzy end up in the bed?
So it started like the first few nights she was downstairs and then it progressed to being in the bed on the ground in her room, and she'd just wake up at night and be like all over in the room, wake us up until you actually pulled her up. So yeah, now she just thinks that's her bed and there's no way around it. I think if we were to get another dog, we'd be like, no, you stay downstairs.
How old is your child?
She's 14 months.
14 months. Is she in the bed with you as well?
She actually doesn't really like coming and she's very independent. She likes her own space.
Yeah. So the child isn't in the bed, but the dog is.
Yeah. Now, we have two outside dogs that sleep in kennels as well. But she has become, like, she was like her first child. I think, like, we treat her very differently to the other dogs. She's higher expectations of us.
Where does the dog sleep?
Indoors.
In the bedroom?
No, it's either in the landing or she's the kitchen below.
She's beautiful. What type of dog is she?
She's a Kerry Blue.
Kerry Blue?
Yeah.
Beautiful dog. Were you quite strict in terms of this was her space to sleep, this is the family space?
Totally, yeah.
Does she have a bed?
She has, yeah. Kind of a straw basket kind of type thing. Like, that's her protective area, I'd say you'd call it. Like, at the end of the day, it's an animal. You know, it's humans are humans, animals are animals. Bedrooms are for humans, not for dogs.
So there's a pecking order in the house?
There would be. Yeah. Obviously, yeah.
You have two dogs. She's beautiful, a Cocker Spaniel and
a golden retriever.
Yeah. Can I ask, where do they sleep at night?
Where do they sleep? In the house, hallway.
In the hallway?
Yes.
Okay, so you're not one of these people that has them in the bed?
No. Oh gosh, no. Yeah. No. You know, they might come in early in the morning if it's time to go out or time to get up.
The people now who have the dogs in the bed?
To each their own, I suppose. Much and all as we love them and we treat them well, part of the family and all that. But, you know, some parts of the house are sacrosanct.
They are dogs at the end of the day.
Yeah,
I mean,
they are.
I know we all love our dogs, but they're not your children.
No. And, you know, they're big boys to be sharing your space. And,
yeah, exactly.
You know.
Do they share the bed, the two of them?
No, he's not inclined to share. He likes his own space. Yeah.
It's a work in progress.
Work in progress.
That's Brian there talking to people in Ballincollig yesterday. Kathleen Murray, as I said, is our regular dog behaviour expert. And Kathleen, I asked the question, is it okay for dogs to sleep on their owners' beds? Lots of responses coming in. I like this one, though. No is the answer to our question that we posed. What do you say?
What do I think about it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, well, it's an incredibly individual thing. It's one of those $6 million questions, the same as, like, what do I feed my dog? Because everybody comes out with their own ideas of parenting and stuff. So it's a very individual thing. It also depends entirely on the dog, because if you've got a dog that doesn't shed hair, a small, cute dog or whatever, they're more inclined to be allowed into beds. If you've got a larger dog that loses hair, sometimes people think, no, it's too much hassle, it's too much bother. Other people think it's fine, you know, they'll do it, they'll go along with it. But it really doesn't matter what you choose if you're happy with the situation, but there are rules that go with it. And if you think through the dog's head and you forget about the people's attitudes and things, because some of them are ill-informed and some of them are highly informed, but, you know, if you think through the dog's head, it makes it very simple. Dogs are social animals. They were never meant to be on their own, and they wouldn't actually be on their own. If they go out, that's why they hunt in groups. That's why you know, when they get into a field of sheep, they all join up and things, because that's their way. They like company. So your dog's first, preference would be to actually be as close to you for as long as they can, obviously, because you're company at the end of the day. If there are other dogs there, then they'll lie with other dogs sometimes. It depends on how the dog's brought up. It depends on the dog's personality. Some dogs like to sleep alone. Some dogs like company. So, you know, it's a very individual thing.
I have a listener here who has a 40-kilogram Doberman who has slept on top of our bed since we got him, and he's 6.5. But you're not telling me that there are any sort of behavioural issues with doing that. If you're happy with it as an owner, it's fine.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of dogs who sleep in beds. I know a lot of dogs who wouldn't have the dog even in the house, let alone in the bed. You know, they're very extremes, you know. But there are rules to it. So if you're going to have your dog in your bed, it's a good idea that the dog is relaxed before bed, that there's a winding down process, because dogs settle a lot better, the same as children do when you read them a story at night and things like that. Same for dogs. If you take them maybe for a little walk, or maybe you do certain things where they're lying around having a sleep before they even go to bed, so that they're chilled out a bit more. And to invite the dog onto the bed. Don't let the dog just walk into the room and hop up by themselves when they feel like it. Because sometimes dogs can get the wrong idea in the wrong circumstances. And if a dog is a little more pushy than other dogs, then they may take it that it's their bed and not your bed. So you don't want that happening, you know.
You certainly don't. Listen, can I go back to something you said there about the people who wouldn't have the dog in the house? Now, some people might have the dog in the house during the day, but when it comes to nightfall, the dog is outside in a kennel, in a shed, sleeping outside. What's your take on that? Do you agree with that?
Well, it's something I have never actually understand. I still can't get my head around it, because especially in the wintertime, why would you take a dog in that's lying beside a stove all night and it's as warm as toast, and then you throw it out into a cold, snowy night? I can't understand that. I cannot get my head around that way of thinking.
But you know, I mean, particularly in rural Ireland, that's just the way. You know, farm dogs would have been kept outside, and it would be unheard of for them to sleep inside. That was just the way things were done.
Yeah, and a lot of farm dogs don't get inside during the day either. And if a dog is out all the time, it has a coat that actually can defend against weather. But if it's inside, it loses that coat gradually because it's used to the heat, so it doesn't need that much hair. And then you put it out in the cold and it doesn't have the hair. So, you know, you have to have a happy medium. If you're taking your dog into the house and you haven't done during the day, there is absolutely no reason why that dog can't sleep in for the couple of hours while everybody's sleeping at night. They can sleep in a crate, they can sleep in a utility room, they can sleep in a small bathroom. You know, there's a lot of options.
But if the dog is used to going outside at night, would it be confusing and upsetting for the dog then to say, no, you're sleeping inside now?
The dog would think it was his birthday. It's probably the best night's sleep he'll ever have. He'd probably think they all came the one day.
Oh, listen to this one, right? My girlfriend has dogs that she lets sleep on the bed, and I refuse to stay over because of it. But when I do stay over, the dogs are banging on her door at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning. Well, you can imagine what the dogs are thinking.
Yeah, well, the thing is, there seems to be no law and order in that house at all. Like, you know, there doesn't seem to be any established order, as I say. So that sounds like mayhem. I wouldn't sleep on it either, Taylor.
And this person or this family, they bought a super king size bed to accommodate, I can't believe this, a basset hound. We've three other dogs, but they sleep downstairs. I wonder how the three other dogs feel about the basset hound who gets the super king bed.
Yeah, well, you see, this can cause a lot of problems and cause some very severe aggression problems between dogs in the house. If you start preferring one dog over another, then, you know, the dogs themselves will have an established kind of way of looking at each other, and they'll be sussing each other out all the time. And if one thinks that it's their place to be in that bed and not the basset hound's place, then that's going to cause friction. Or if the other one wants in and not allowed in, and the basset hound is and you're showing favouritism, the basset hound may then start thinking that he's more important than the other dogs to you. He gets the perks and the others don't. So that can cause an imbalance as well, and can cause a lot of problems and a lot of friction in some houses, you know.
But then,
so you have to be very careful.
Depending on the personality of the other dog, they might just accept that the basset hound is the best and the favourite and the leader of the pack and gets the super king bed.
Yeah, but I can't understand why the owners make a difference in the dog. I really don't, because dogs
sure,
are dogs.
There'd be no room in the bed for the owners if they put them all into it.
Well, I'd put them all out.
Put them all downstairs.
Yeah, I would sort that one out in 5 minutes. Out or in, the whole lot of them together, because it's like children. You know, do you allow one child to come in and do all of this all their lives, and you say to the rest of them, I'm sorry, but you're just not up to the mark, like, you know? I mean, you know, you have to think logically. I mean, dogs have feelings too, you know?
They certainly do. I think they'd prefer to be beside the fire, though, wouldn't they, rather than be squashed into bed?
There's a lot of people who would have, like, fear, especially people living on their own, people with mental health illnesses, you know, anxiety. Maybe they have depression. Maybe they're very lonely people and things. A dog can be a great source of comfort, a great source of protection, and they can make you sleep a lot better at night. But dogs are like people as well, from the point of view that, you know, people snore, dogs snore. You know, so if you don't like snoring, then, you know, maybe sometimes a dog will go into a very deep sleep and they'll start running in their sleep and things, and that will wake you up. Now, having said that, I know dogs that sleep like angels on the bed, but the people twist and turn all night, and the dog is the one that actually gets out of the bed because they're getting no peace to sleep, you know. Mm-hmm. So it depends entirely. It's a very individual thing, you know, but just make sure that your dog is clean. Make sure that your dog is brushed regularly, that they're taken to the vet for vet checks, that they have their warming doses, that they have their flea doses. You know, make sure that your pet is not bringing allergens or bringing, you know, microbes or viruses into the bed with you. Don't let them lick open wounds and things like that, you know. They're a great source of comfort, but there has to be a level of hygiene. You know, wash your sheets regularly. Keep them on the outside of the covers rather than inside. You know, small, basic hygiene practices, basically, you know, they can keep everything moving smoothly.
Kevin says his dog sleeps on the bed on a pair of old jeans, which are regularly washed. So he has a bit of protection there. As long as you're not putting the jeans on the dog, Kevin, then I'd start to worry. But don't put the dog under the duvet. So no tucking the dog in with the duvet up under its chin. That's not going to work for anybody, is it?
Yeah, but for two reasons. Because one is it brings the dirt inside on the sheets as well. And the other reason is because some dogs don't like to be that warm. Dogs are warm enough. You know, they don't need to be that warm, and they can overheat, and then they can struggle to get out, you know, because you could be lying there half asleep with a big heavy arm over the dog or something, and they mm-hmm. can't get back out, and it can cause problems. The other problem that is really important to watch out for as well is if a dog is in a deep sleep and somebody actually gets out of the bed or goes to pick the dog up and put it out of the bed, that dog might not realise what's happening because they're so deeply asleep, and you could get bitten, you know. So make sure that you, if you're going to wake a dog up out of a deep sleep, that you make a noise somewhere forced away from the dog, or that you, you know,
gently wake your sleeping companion. Don't frighten them into wakefulness. The best, I mean, I know you're saying it's up to each person, and I have somebody here who has a beagle and gets great comfort out of the beagle being in the bed with them. But the optimal solution, from what you're saying, Kathleen, is to have the dog snug and warm inside, but not in the bedroom.
Well, what you can do as well, some people, I have them in the bed and they love it, and I have absolutely no objection to that at all, because dogs, as I say, are, you know, they're social beings, they love the comfort, they love the warmth. But what you can do as well is you can have maybe like an armchair at the side of the bed so the dog can lie on that instead, so they're not actually in bed with you. You can have their own bed in the room if you want as well. You can put them into a crate inside the room so they can't be walking about during the night. But if your dog is well behaved, your dog will come in and just, you invite the dog up in bed, that dog will get up, curl up and lie down and go to sleep, and there'll be absolutely no problems. Everybody will sleep really well all night long. But if you've got a dog that doesn't listen to you in other areas, that's rambunctious, maybe a young adolescent dog that's as heedless as the day's long right now, and you haven't done enough work with it, that dog will be a nightmare to sleep with.
Mm-hmm. Would the sleeping, you know, with the dog, though, not help the behaviour overall and just make it a calmer dog?
It does help a lot, because dogs sleep much better when they sleep with people, believe it or not, when they sleep in the room with people or whatever, because they like to be able to see people. They like to be able to hear them breathing. It comforts a dog and it comforts the people as well. And you're also not wondering, what's the dog doing now? Is he up running around the kitchen? Is he eating the sofa? Is he, what's he doing? You know, is he pulling down the clothes in the utility room? You know who your dog is, so you know that, and you know that he's fast asleep. And, you know, dogs are very easy to work with like that. You know, I have no problem with it, but if you don't want the dog in the room, that's entirely your own personal choice. You can have the dog in the kitchen. You can, as long as it's in a draft-proof area, you know, that the dog's not lying in a draft all night long, that their bed is comfortable and that they're happy to sleep in it.
But you don't want them outside. You don't want them outside. That's your bottom line.
Yeah, and the other thing is, if you're to have a dog that is very clingy, you know, and you've already given it the habit of getting into the bed when it was younger because it wouldn't let you sleep at night, and it came and you, out of weakness or whatever, didn't want to do the work or whatever reason, you let the dog into the bed because it was easier, and now you've decided to put the dog out. That's actually cruel because you've given the dog this comfort, you've given the dog this idea that it's part of the family and that it's in there. So you have to wean them out gently. It's not like you can't do it, because you can do it, but it's just you have to sort of wean them off gently, you know, give them time to adjust.
If you've allowed them into the bed once, you've made your bed and you may lie in it with your dog every night. Catherine's dog sleep in the kitchen, and she says when her daughter's dogs visit, one sleeps in my room and the other in the downstairs toilet. A fire officer once told me that the dog should sleep in the bedroom because we would try to save them in the event of a fire, or maybe the dog would try to save you or alert you to the fire, Catherine. Another one, my mum has three beds around the house. Bottom of the bed, kitchen and living room, and laying across her feet, gazing lovingly at her, just short of someone waving a palm leaf on him. By the way, this is all along with four cats, so everybody's in together. Another one, our dog sleeps on our bed, but the worst part is that one of us has to get up with him every night because he needs to pee. It's like having a child. Now, you couldn't put up with that, could you, Kathleen?
Well, that's not normal, actually, because what's happening there is they probably don't have the feeding routine or maybe the water routine properly set up. So maybe they're giving the dog water too late. Maybe they're letting the dog have a big long drink before he goes to bed, so then he has to get up in the middle of the night. So curtail the water for a couple of nights and see what happens. Don't give him any water, say, after 8 o'clock at night. Let him drink his content, you know, his heart's content, up until about 8 o'clock or half 8. And then, you know, let him rest somewhere for a while and then put him out for his last pee just right before everybody goes to bed. And then you'll find that after a night or two, he'll start adjusting and he'll sleep through the whole night, hopefully, unless he has a bladder problem or whatever, because it's not normal for dogs. Unless they're old, if they're very old, maybe they have a problem. You know, a vet check mightn't go wrong there.
Kathleen, I think we've done a great favour for the dogs of Ireland today. No dog will be in a shed outside in a yard tonight. They'll all be inside, and some of them might even be covered up with a duvet by the time 10 o'clock comes. Kathleen Murray, dog behaviour specialist, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.